And we're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Andrew Shores, and of course, joined now for the next few minutes with Gina Scroggs, the Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan, and of course, Derek Lee. And Derek, you're a 14-year active duty veteran and a local Freemason. And coming up in Manhattan and Wamego here in a few weeks, a few cancer screenings with the local Freemasons. And Derek, I know I've heard just a little bit about that, but for anyone who's not aware, tell us just a little bit more. When and where will these screenings be held?
So the screenings are going to be on Saturday, April 22nd, from 9 to noon at 621 Humboldt Street, Manhattan, Kansas. That's at the Allen Lee Center by the Methodist Church off Points. And at 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at 519 Lincoln Avenue in Wamego, Kansas, that location is going to be the local Masonic Lodge there in Wamego.
Well, and I know this isn't a new event. I know you guys have done cancer screenings before, so maybe what all goes into organizing this sort of thing?
Well, Kansas Masonic Foundation has worked really hard with Midwest Cancer Alliance and the Kansas University Masonic Cancer Research Institute to bring these across the state. They have 28 cancer screening clinics going on across the state. So the hard thing for the local lodge in Manhattan, Wamego, is just to find the right place and right time and the people to work the event. The behind-the-scenes stuff really goes out to Midwest Cancer Alliance and the Kansas Masonic Foundation. They're the ones that are putting in the work behind the scenes.
How hard was it to find a day that would work in both Manhattan and Wamego? Because the level of coordination, that just sounds intense.
Well, fortunately for us, we have an event going on in downtown Manhattan on the 22nd with that Gina's going to talk about. But the run to save second base was going on, and we figured it'd be a great opportunity to kind of piggyback off their event and just increase the level of cancer screenings and cancer awareness in the community on that day.
Well, and Gina, what exactly is the run to second base?
So we are hosting the first ever breast cancer run in Manhattan. You know, we have a run and a parade for everything in this community. So, but we didn't have one for breast cancer, and we thought, you know what, this is something that impacts so many people in our lives. It's hard to find anybody who hasn't or will in their lifetime know someone who has breast cancer or cancer in general. So Race to Save Second Base is a 5K. It starts on April 22nd at 8 a.m. We will have what is super unique and fun. The race will be kicked off by the K-State Marching Band and Willie, and we'll head up Points and loop around sort of in the zoo area and come back down Points Avenue. We also will have a pink party on the patio at AJ's Pizzeria, and all race participants will get beer from Little Apple Brewing Company and a slice of pizza and a lot of pink baked goods, fun items that from our local bakeries around town. And of course, we will have a pretty amazing pinked out stage for awards and photo opportunities.
Well, there's still just a little bit of time to register for that. Where do you go to find some of those registration materials?
You can register for the race on our website, which is downtownmanhattanks.com, and it is on the front page. So one of the things that we think was so fabulous about this partnership was Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez reached out to me and said, hey, this is something that we want to do. We want to see if we can get this in our community, and we'd love to do it on the same day as the race. So we've sort of turned this this day into prevention and awareness and funding the cure. Interestingly enough, the Johnson Cancer Research Center at K-State is the beneficiary of our race proceeds. And I think it's pretty cool that the KU Cancer Center is the one that is really responsible for the free cancer screening. So our two major universities are working together in Manhattan.
Well, the cancer screenings, you know, I've heard a little bit about the story as far as the mammogram portion of it goes, and you're making it very accessible to a large variety of people who may not have, people who may have limited access to insurance are still going to be eligible for some of these screenings, correct?
That is correct. There is an option if you meet the criteria and you're willing to step in and participate in the mammogram and you do not have primary health insurance, you can. One, we can look at options of paying out of pocket, and we have those costs associated, and you do receive a 25% discount for doing that. And even those women who may not qualify, there are other avenues of approach to see if we can get that funded for them, and diagnostic imaging services will be the ones to be able to provide that information.
Now, is there any anecdotal evidence maybe of you know, the specific, the Freemasons holding these cancer screenings. I mean, I would assume somewhere along the line, you guys have helped save some lives.
Yeah. So actually this has been going on throughout the state for many years. I believe there's three counties in the state that have not held a cancer screening clinic hosted by local Masons. They've screened over 7,000 Kansas residents in the past. I know last year, I believe we screened 2,000 across the state. Of those 2,000, and about 25% were diagnosed with some form of cancer that they were not aware they had. And these are all results from Masonic-led cancer screening clinics.
Well, and that's just an incredible community initiative, because making these things accessible, I think when you talk about certain areas of the state, people having access to cancer screenings, that's a feat within itself. So to bring this to both Manhattan and Wamego, a huge community endeavor.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one of the things that I've found to be really interesting since we've sort of partnered up with all of these major entities, I go around and talk to groups and have certainly been talking about this for the last 6 weeks or so. And I have actually met six or seven individuals who discovered their cancers the last time Manhattan hosted the free cancer screenings. And it was, excuse me, very impactful to be face to face with the person who actually discovered their cancer that way. And I think it should be, Derek, if you would have sort of address what happens when one of those people actually does get a positive test result and how they're notified, maybe, and then maybe touch upon the how HIPAA is
okay
in play here.
So when we open the doors at 9 a.m. that morning, to receive your results, it's going to be dependent on the type of screening you participate in. It's all voluntary. Whatever screening you want to go for is what Midwest Cancer Alliance or Diagnostic Imaging Services is going to give you. For the skin cancer screenings, they're going to have a Dermascan tool available. It's really just an educational-based piece of equipment that shows the UV rays, skin damage, and the effects it can have on the face. A dermatologist will be there, and they'll give a full body scan to the comfort levels of the patient. If the dermatologist notices anything that needs to be identified by their physician or requires a further in-depth look, they will fill that out on the registration paper. The patient will leave with that and will provide that to their own physician. The local Masons or anybody aside from the dermatologist and the patient, nobody sees that information. As far as the prostate screening goes, the men will come in and they'll sit down with the urologist. They'll have a question and answer session, kind of an informed decision-making type conversation. If a blood sample is taken, they will run it for PSA, which is prostate-specific antigens. And if abnormal results are found at the lab at Midwest Cancer Alliance, the urologist will contact the patient by phone, and they will receive a letter in the mail for follow-up instructions. So again, HIPAA violations are not a thing. We will not be identified. That is specifically between the patient and the physicians by Midwest Cancer Alliance and Diagnostic Imaging Center.
Well, and that may be comforting to some people out there who are listening and saying, you know, is my information going to be kept private? What sort of operation is this? And it sounds like this is very well thought out. A very formal procedure, and something that's going to be kept private, and something that's going to be very accurate as well. And we're kind of running out of time, but is there anything either of you would like to add before we go ahead and head to a break?
No, I just want to say thank you for the time. Thank you for helping us promote this event, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there and hope it's a successful event.
One more time, the race is on April 22nd, begins at 8 a.m., and then the free cancer screenings in Manhattan are from 9 to noon, and they're at the 621 Humboldt Street, which is the First United Methodist Church in the Allen Lee Annex building.
Well, it'll be exciting to see all those people running down Points Avenue and people headed out to some cancer screenings as well. Coming up next, we'll be speaking with K-State Provost April Mason. It's 9:43 here at News Radio KMAN. Your KMAN Morning Show.